Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening on Fire to Inspire. You could have been doing so many other things, but you chose to be with us, and we are so grateful and so thankful that you've chosen to do so. You could have been doing anything, because we all wear so many hats, and we live busy lives, but thank you so much for joining us. We want to thank our sponsors who have been sowing into this fruitful ground. We thank each and every sponsor this month for the month of June. I had to think of the month. We're going through it so fast. The month of June. We want to thank Touchlight Communication, who is the founder and owner, is our guest tonight. We're so excited to have her. She's been a sponsor for the last 2 months. So we thank Michelle Watson and Top Flight Communications. And if you need any editing, transcriptions, reviews, business writing, marketing writing, and so much more, visit www.topflightcommunication.com. I'm telling you, Michelle and her staff will take care of you. Experiencing the greatness of God in the spiritual realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend is another sponsor of the show this month, and the books by Alexandra Townsend are available on all of your online book outlets. But Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm is a true account of how God delivered her son from a 15-year addiction of alcohol. So I'm telling you, this is a great, great read, and you definitely want to get your copy on any available online book outlet. Then we have Unique Expressions by Design with Angelise Washington. Angelise will bring your custom designs to life. So whatever it is that you're desiring, she'll bring it to life, from T-shirts to mugs, journals, pens, and so very much more. So visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Third Heaven Sound also does jingles. So you heard the song On Fire to Inspire. I actually did the words. Latanya Foles did the actual singing. And Third Heaven Sound actually wrote and produced and played the music. So thank you so much, Third Heaven Sound. Then finally, we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Everything from natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and much, much more. So if it deals with your hair or beauty care, Roz can take care of you. Call and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Thanks again to each and every person and business that has sewn into On Fire to Inspire for sponsorship for this month and last month. Thank you so very much. So, guys, tonight's topic is pursuing the real you. Now, you know we talk about each and every week. I tell you all the time, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that you were created to live. And who can better tell you something like that than a person who was living that themselves? You know, your best testimony is from a person that walked in those shoes. So I was that person. But we're bringing on our special guest tonight, and we just love, love, love. I loved her spirit when we met. Let's welcome Michelle Watson to our audience, to our forum. Thank you so much. Welcome to the On Fire to Inspire family. How are you tonight?
Hi, Aaliyah. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome, welcome. I tell you, we're excited about having you tonight, and I just thank God for that topic that he gave us, pursuing the real you, and it just blessed me as he gave it to me. And when I saw your picture again, it just confirmed it. I was like, yeah, Michelle can handle that
awesome.
One. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Great.
So, Michelle, I'm going to introduce you and with your bio to the guests, to our listeners,
okay.
And then you can just kind of summarize who you are in your own words, okay? So, first of all, Michelle is the founder and senior editor of Top Flight Communication. And tagline, she's been a sponsor for the last 2 months, so guys, go out and support her business. She's an editor, a writer, a speaker who practices the art of putting words together to create masterpieces. As a senior editor, Michelle walks her clients through the entire self-publishing process, from rough draft edits to ordering proof copies. Michelle is a member of the writing staff at Our Town Gwinnett. She's also a sought-after speaker whose topics include Christian inspiration, overcoming obstacles, personal empowerment, and self-editing techniques. Michelle's first book collaboration is Live Fanatical, 13 Stories of Trailblazers Who Are Living Bold, Inspired Lives, released on April 8th of this year. Michelle expects to publish her first solo project, Let Them Be, in 2017 as well. Michelle and her husband live in Snellville, Georgia. They have one daughter and one granddaughter. Welcome again to On Fire to Inspire, Michelle.
No, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So I introduced you with all the fanatical, formal. You can just be yourself and say, I'm Michelle, and just summarize. Who is Michelle Watson?
Okay, Michelle Watson is first and foremost a lover of God and people. I love helping people communicate their message because so few people realize that everything you do from the moment someone walks in the door of your business or talks to you on the phone, everything that you do communicates a message to them, and you want it to be the right one. And so that's what I really like to help people do. And helping them learn to be themselves really goes a long way in that. Often people think that they have to, put up this facade to be professional, and you really don't. And then in my spare time, I knit. I do a lot of needle arts, actually. I quilt, knit, needlepoint, embroidery, you name it. And so I just like being creative, whether it's on a canvas or with yarn or with words. Mm-hmm. Creativity is just really the name of the game.
Amen. It's all about creativity. And, when you're open, you allow God to just do that creative thing in you, and it just comes out. And so that's one of your giftings of letting him use your creativity to help bring out others. So thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Yes, thank you.
But you've been a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire for the last 2 months. And again, thank you so much. And I pray that you get a bunch of leads and customers from it. Tell us a little bit about Top Flight Communication and kind of how it was birthed.
Okay. I owned an editing company 20 years ago almost. And for some reason did not think that it's what I wanted to do. In spite of the fact that I had a vision of owning a publishing company when I was a little girl, and the fact that I've loved words since first grade, for some reason, once I had the company, I didn't think it was what I wanted to do. And so I closed the business down because it wasn't what I was thinking of doing at the time. And now here we are almost 20 years later, and I started Top Flight Communication out of a passion for editing communication, whether it's written or not. And Top Flight, I looked for synonyms of the best and came across Top Flight, and so I picked it. Plus, my husband is a 20-year U.S. retired Air Force veteran, and so I said, well, you know, it's the best, and it's a nod to the service that he had during his time in the service. So that's really how the name itself was born.
Okay.
And so over time, you know, I've grown. The first year in business, this is really only my, I'm going into my third year of business, and the first year was a little rough because I went through three surgeries within 12 months and had a miscarriage at the end of that in the 13th month. So, it you know, when you have that much going on in your first year of business, it's a pretty rough go of it. So things have been kind of slow, you know, and so my second year was really more like my first year. But I love meeting my clients. I love working with them and just helping them get their message out to their readers.
Okay, great, great, great. The topic that we have tonight is pursuing the real you. Michelle, what does that topic itself mean to you, pursuing the real you?
Oh, my goodness. It's an important one. The most important thing you can do for yourself is pursue the real you. But I'll tell you, I've been reading this book called The Power of Being Yourself by Joe Plumeri, and he talks in there about the importance of being yourself. And you hear it all the time. If you attend any networking events, particularly here in Atlanta, every single one of them, if there's any teaching aspect to it at all, they're going to tell you just be yourself. You know, people like to do business with those they know, like, and trust. Well, if you're not pursuing the real you, the things that you were called to do, the things that God created and put in you to do, then you're not going to be authentic, and people aren't going to like you because they aren't going to know who you are, because you don't know who you are oftentimes. And that's what I found was when we first got married, my husband would say, oh, baby, I just want you to be happy. You just do what makes you happy. Well, you know, I was 21 years old, and I didn't know yet what was going to make me happy because I didn't know who I was, and he didn't know that. So the more he told me, just go do what you want to do, the more I was like, okay, well, then that means without you. And so I was a mess when we first got married, but he stuck it out. He loved me anyway. And I think that a lot of times is what keeps people from being themselves the most, is that, or pursuing the things that they were called to do, is that they don't know that kind of unconditional love. I've always had my husband's love unconditionally. And so once I had that, it took me a while to understand it and know what to do with it. But once I realized it, I realized that I really could do anything that God's called me to do. And I could do it with confidence, knowing that no matter what, I was loved by God and by my husband. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of times that's where people have problems pursuing the real them, because they're afraid that if they step outside of what people have expected of them so long, people aren't going to love them. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Even if they don't, somebody will, because you'll be you.
Right. Love it. Love it. Love it. And, you know, you really said something that's key. People are afraid. Well, many people don't know because they haven't taken the time to tap in, you know, just tap in and find out, okay, God, because I know I had this conversation with God, and my conversation went like this. God, what did you put breath in this body to be, and what did you put breath in this body to do? And, I know, when you have those kind of conversations, he can't do nothing but give you an answer, you know. But you got to be still enough to listen. You got to be still enough to listen and hear.
And brave enough to ask the question in the first place. You know,
that's true.
I think that a lot of times people, you know, especially if you've been in a tender at church for very long, you know, the missionaries come in and they talk about, oh, God sent us to this place, and it's middle of Africa, and there was nobody around, you know, and so people get afraid to ask God, what do you have me to do? Because they're afraid he's going to put some crazy notion in their heads, and that so often just is not the case.
Right.
you know, so we need to not be afraid to ask him.
I agree. I had a guest, Sakani Prince came on, I think it was last year, and he said, his mentor said something that was very key to him. He asked me this question. He said, are you doing what you were born to do, or are you doing what you learned to do? And I'm like, wow, that right there just really, really, that was a mouthful. Are you doing what you were born to do, or are you doing what you learned to do? He said his mentor asked him that. And when his mentor asked him that, it's like it opened up his eyes to a whole new light. It's like the blinders fell off, you know. Mm-hmm. And that reminded me when the Lord told me to start this show, he said, well, I had to go speak at an event right a month before I started this show. He said, and tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I call for them to live. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, stop existing and start living the life I called him to live. And like you said, you were 21 years old when you first got married, so you didn't have a clue who you were, what you wanted to do, what you wanted to be. But you said your husband was patient with you, and so was God, right?
Yes, and so was God. Yes, definitely.
Yes.
So was God. And, you know, sometimes I chastise myself, and I don't do it as much now, but when I first started Top Flight Communication a couple of years ago, I would say, you know, just think, if I had continued doing this the first time I started it 18 years ago, just think where I would be now.
Wow.
But I think that I had a lot of growing and maturity and other things that I needed to go through before I could even make it to this point, before I could use my story to inspire others. You know, once you're in the call, don't stop doing it just because it doesn't look like what you had intended or what you had started out to do. Because I started that company so many years ago as a, what they call today a virtual assistant. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to offer real-time virtual assistant type services to traveling businessmen who came into town and needed a concierge, is what they were called at the time. And so that's how I started, or that was the vision I had in mind, and I didn't know how to go about, so I advertised in the yellow book, the yellow pages, for typing services. And so that's what my company became, was typing services, and then I started doing some editing. I remember one particular client I had was doctor of social administration or public administration. I'd never even heard of that particular field of study before up to that point. And his books were way over the top of my head. He talked about epistemology, which is the study of how you think about what you think about. And so, you know, he was critical in getting me to realize really that I did want to do editing, but because the company at that I was running started out as something different and was now taking this different turn, and all I was really getting was typing clients, and I didn't know what to do about it. Rather than seeking advice, I just shut it down, and I should have just sought advice on how to rebrand myself and stuff like that, but that wasn't as commonly known and talked about and stuff back then, and I didn't know the people to go to. I was living in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and so I didn't know who to go to, and so I shut it down really out of fear. But my my advice to anybody today is that if you are going to pursue being the real you, don't shut things down in fear. Get advice. Learn how you can change direction. Learn how to pivot, how to rebrand, how to remarket, whatever it is that you need to do. Don't let any kind of fear of anything stop you.
I agree. I love that, Michelle. I love it. You know, a lot of times we allow fear, we allow uncertainty or situations to shut us down. So, you know, a life situation happens and you allow that situation to dictate your life, but that's just a temporary thing, but you allowed it to be so much bigger, you know.
Yes.
And so, yes, Yes, you're exactly right. You know, God's like, didn't I tell you to trust me? But you're trusting yourself. That's why you.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So for that person who is in college just listening, and they are a sophomore in college, and they have no clue what they want to do, what would you say to that person? Because we're going to talk to a couple of age groups, because I range every range of my listeners, okay? So we're going to talk to that range right now, that college student that really has no clue. What would you say to him or her?
Well, I would say, fortunately, you are only a sophomore, so there's still time to decide. Because honestly, I think that a lot of times there is, and I'm not saying you can just go through life without any kind of goal or no plan or anything, but a lot of times we do try to get young people to focus too soon. And, you know, I didn't go to college until I was in my 30s. I didn't graduate until 2012. And so and part of that was because it took me a while to decide what it was I wanted to do. And when I finally went into college with the intention of majoring in English, I had a cognate that I had to choose. So the cognate, you know, is like 3 or 4 classes. It's not a true minor, but it's a kind of a focus. I forget the other word for it, but this plan that you can take in conjunction with your education. And so I chose communication as my cognate, and I took that first communication class, and I loved it so much I changed my major to communication. And I'm so glad I did, but I'm really glad that I didn't rush into trying to decide or trying to force myself into believing that I had to make a decision before I was ready to know what I was going to do. But besides not rushing into making a decision is that you really have to look at what your lifelong passions have been. What are those things that you dreamed of doing when you were a little kid? And I don't just mean the things that, you know, I don't just mean the things that put you in awe, like firemen, policemen, stuff like that, because I think a lot of little kids, particularly boys, think of doing that. Girls think of doing, you know, other things, being moms or being teachers, whatever. And so I don't just mean those things that caught you in awe and the things that impressed you when you were a kid. I mean the things that came so naturally to you that if you ever had a chance, that's what you would pretend to be. Think about those kinds of things, and you'll probably very quickly be able to focus on what you should be doing, what plan, what studies you should be doing, and what your career should be after you get out of college.
Great advice.
Just think about those things that have come naturally to you since you were a little kid. You know, for me, it was words. Spelling in first grade came naturally to me. Grammar by fourth grade, completely natural to me. I didn't have to really put any effort forth to do it. And so now that's what I do. I work with words because it's been a passion basically since I was little.
Wow. You know, when I used to do a lot of mentoring, I used to tell the children, tell the youth, tell them, I said, figure out what it is that you love to do. And if you could make an honest living off of it, then you'll never feel like you worked a day in your life. And then after working in IT for 15 years, because that was something I learned to do, not was born to do. So I decided to take my own advice that I had given the children. So who can better tell you the story than somebody who lived it, right?
Exactly. Yes, definitely. You got that right.
Now, we're going to shift gears to the next age group. So we're leaving a college student, and now we're going into, we're going to hit the 30-year-old. And by this time, that person has lived a life to know, this is not what I want to do. I have worked in this capacity since college. I have a degree in it, but this is not my passion. This is not my purpose. I'm just doing something because I got a degree to do it, and this is the work mm-hmm. history that I have. What would you say to that person?
Oh, that's the person I could speak directly to from experience. I spent 20 years off and on as administrative assistant. That's what I did. That's what I learned to do. I was good at it and didn't hate doing it when I was doing it. I loved it. And just there came a time when I had my degree, like I said, rather recently, just within the past 5 years I graduated. And so I just forgot my train of thought. but, you know, I've been there. I did what I was trained to do for 20 years and loved it. But now that I'm out, I said, okay, I'm going to use this degree. And because I have a degree, I knew that I was worth more. I knew that I had more to offer than just being an assistant. And it's not that there's anything wrong with being an assistant, but there's different levels of being an assistant. And so I knew that I was worth being a well-trusted personal assistant rather than, you know, in a secretary or receptionist. And so I said, I'm going to go after a job that will pay me, and not just pay me, but give me the opportunities to use the talent and the contributions that I can actually give to help a company grow. And when that opportunity didn't come along, I started my own company. I said, you know what, I know that people prefer to hire somebody with editing experience in their companies and that kind of thing, and those opportunities just were not coming available to me, and I said, then I'm just going to start my own company, and so that's what I did, and that's when I started TopFlight. And so I just say, you know, if the opportunity isn't coming, and you're just now realizing that you want to do something else, create the opportunity. And I'll tell you what, even in 2012, at 30-something years old, I went and did an internship. It's something that's usually only preserved for the very young. In fact, a lot of them that I applied for, they said, we only take up to 26 years old, but we'll do older students, you know, on a case-by-case basis. And so I know that those internships, they try to give those to young people, and I understand the reason for that, and that's okay. But here I was, an older student. I just needed an opportunity to show that I could change careers at that age, and you can. And so I found a company, an organization actually up in Washington, D.C., and I went and did an internship for 8 weeks and loved it. And so, you know, just look for those opportunities. If it won't come, create it. Do
right.
it. Just do it.
I agree.
Still Nike slogan. Just do it.
Exactly. All right. So we spoke to our college student. We spoke to our 30-year-olds. Now, we're going to talk to our 40 and 50-year-olds and up. And, you know, many times people say, well, you know, I've hit this age group. I've, you know, I've had these accomplishments. I've had that accomplishment, But at this point, you know, I want more. And so when you're in that place, I don't care how old you are, that want more is telling you there's more to fulfill in your life. And one of the things I say all the time is, as long as I have breath in my body, there's purpose to fulfill. And so with that said, that's what I'm saying to that person who's 40, 50, or even in their 60s or 70s, and there's something else that they want to do. There's more in you to do. There's more life for you to live, and there's more life for you to impact. Don't you agree?
Yes, ma'am. I absolutely agree. I will absolutely echo what you said. As long as there is breath in your body, it is not too late. I have, you know, here I am, 43 now, and I know that life really is just beginning for me, that my business is still young and life is just beginning. And, you know, I have an 81-year-old client. He just turned 81 in September, so he came to me when he was 80 years old. Mm-hmm. And by this time, he has done everything he can think of. He's been in the Army. He's lived on an Arctic mountain for a year. He did he's been an entrepreneur, an inventor. He used to work for RCA. He helped usher in the color television and remote control TV and just everything you can think of. But at 80 years old, the only thing he had not truly done was become a published author. And so when he and I met, he liked me right away, and I liked him, of course, because I was just intrigued by his story anyway. And you know, and I think that's one of the things I love about editing is I just love telling people's stories, and as you can tell from my telling his. And so I got to reading, you know, his stories and stuff. I was like, yes, this is great. I can work with you. And it's unfortunate that some editors, I think, shied away from working with him because they thought that his story was a little incredulous. But that's not your call to make. If you're an editor, you're just there to edit. The story doesn't matter if you believe the guy or not. It just so happens I do believe him because I know people with similar stories. And so, he had decided that was the one thing he had not yet done. After his whole list of accomplishments, the one thing he hadn't done was become an author, and he wanted to become a published author. And so we have been rigorously working with him on book after book, and he's doing about one every 3 months, I think, every 3 to 4 months. He's trying to do one every quarter, but it's turning out to be about every 3 to 4 months, depending on the length of the story and how much we need to work with it. And so he's determined. He's going to get all these books turned out while he is still breathing. And so, you know, just take a page from the story of his life, that as long as you are living, it is not too late. And because God is the creator of life. And here's the thing, is that time is not slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that at the age of 50 or 60 that, you know, you're done, what are you going to do for the next 20 years? Just exist? No, you might as well find something that God has for you to do. Because I can guarantee you that there's something.
Mm-hmm.
There is something for you to do. Even is it Glenn Campbell, who is facing Alzheimer's right now? He knows consciously that he's going into Alzheimer's, so he put out one final farewell album that talks about, you know, I'm not going to be here. And he doesn't just mean physically, he means mentally. He knows that he's not going to be around much longer. And because he's been going through this process for the past several years now. And his daughter even helped out with the project and wrote songs, I think, about watching her, you know, about losing her daddy and watching him go slowly into this illness. And so the point is that as long as you are breathing, there's time. There is time for you to do something. Find out what it is and do it. It may not be working full time. It may be volunteering in your community and giving back to people. And there's always organizations looking for people that have lived a full life and can tell their story to help contribute to the younger generation.
Yes. And, you know, that really encourages the person from any age group that we talked about, because if an 80-year-old is saying, hey, I'm still pursuing the purpose and the plan of my life to get some of this stuff done, then what's our excuse? What's our excuse? There isn't one.
Exactly. And you know what's funny about him? Besides besides becoming a writer at 80 years old, he is he still has patents for some of the things that he's created and has patent brokers still selling his patents. So, like, just last year, he sold another patent. He's the one who came up with the technology that gave us GPS. He first discovered the technology that eventually led to GPS. And so he is all about be yourself. Be who you were created to be. And sometimes that means that we butt heads in the editing arena because I'm like, no, you can't say that. And he's like, yes, I can't say that. And that's how I'm going to say it. He encourages me. And I think that's the best thing about working with my clients is that all of them are nonfiction writers. And so I get to learn from them by reading their stories and the materials they put out. And it encourages me. And I'm excited to get their books and their stories into the hands of the public.
I love that. I love it. I love it. And I love it. You know, it makes me think about as I was reading the scripture of the day on the Bible app, and it was actually Ephesians 4:1, and the New Living Translation says, therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Lead a life worthy of your calling because you've been called by God. And then it goes on in verse 2 says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. And verse 3 says, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the spirit, binding yourselves together and with peace. And I tell you, that just blessed me because when we think about living a life worthy of our calling because we've been called by him. So why are we going to exist if we've been called by him? The devil is a liar.
Yep.
No, ma'am.
Yep.
We can't do that. You know,
right.
No. I know somebody put it like this. I can't remember who said it. It was one of my guests. But they said, God is looking for a return on his investment. See, we're the investment. So he's looking for a return on his investment. Oh, I love it.
Yes. Very
yes.
good. I love that.
Yep. Yes. And so it's time out for existing. It's time out for just living the life that other people created for you or what you thought you wanted to do. No, pursue God and ask him, who have you called me to be? What have you called me to do? Because it's time for me to live that life, that more abundant life, that life filled with joy and peace that only he can give you. You know?
Right. Yep.
Amen. So you're working on your first solo project. So you're projecting it will be out this year?
I hoped it would be out about 10 days ago. But I'll tell you, it is my first solo project. So it's the first book that I will have personally written and published. And I did something that I never do when I write. I tried to start off keeping it concise. Well, in that, I found that I didn't write enough. It needed to be expounded upon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's making the editing and rewriting process more difficult to decide what to go in and add and where to add it is frightening. It's kind of scary. And so, but we're talking about not being afraid, you know, just do it. And so it would have been better, and this is a lesson to all of you who write, get it out. It is so much better to write way more than you ever think you'll ever need and then pare it down than it is to have to go back and try to add stuff. So so because that process of adding what needs to be added to make the story more full is taking longer than I thought it would. So I'm hoping by fall if I can get it out by my wedding anniversary, which is November 20th, I think that would be a great gift to myself to have it done by then. But let me just tell you a little bit about what it's about. Okay. Let Them Be is something that came to me as I was sitting at the kitchen table with a friend of mine. I knew I wanted to write a book, and I really, really wanted to write a book that expels a lot of the misconception around the idea of wives submitting to their husbands. Now, I'm not saying that if you're submissive to your husband, you're wrong or anything like that, but I think that the church has taught it very incorrectly. And in that, a lot of women have lost themselves. And because they have given up themselves in order to submit to their husbands in a way that God never really intended for them to, the husbands now say, wait a minute, you're not the woman I married. You're this woman I created. And they're leaving them. And they're leaving their wives because they're not who they married. And it's because these wives have this misconception of what submission really means. And so I was sitting with my friend Gail at the kitchen table, and I said, you know, we were talking about the Proverbs 31 wife, and I said, you know, she was an amazing woman. She did business. She created a profit. She, whatever she needed to do, she made a decision, and she did it. And then when Gail said it, she said, yeah, but just think about her husband and how great he was to let her do it. And I was like, that's it. Let her be. He let her be. Then it became let them be, because it's not just about husbands and wives letting each other be who God created them to be and not imposing preconceived ideas upon them, but your children. When you don't let your children be who they were created to be, it really destroys the parent-child relationship, and I know that from my own personal experience. And the church, even, the church has gotten, not all churches, but a lot of churches think, you know, they have to correct anything and every little thing that their congregation or their church members do, and you really don't. It's true if, you know, there's sexual sin or something going on, then yes, you need to address that among your leaders or your ministry volunteers. But not every little thing needs to be addressed or dictated. Let God do his work. Let the Holy Spirit do his work in that person. And you'll find a lot of times they turn around a lot quicker than you think they will. And things don't fall apart just because somebody's not doing exactly what you think they should do. And so that's really what Let Them Be is about. First, learn to be who you are and be yourself so that you can feel free to let others be themselves. Often if you're not letting people be themselves, it's because you aren't yourself. And you need to know who that is. And so I'm going to give tips on how to be yourself if you don't know how to do that, if you've never done that before, or if it's been a long time, you know. I'll tell you some little things that you can do so that you can learn step by step how to just be yourself.
Good.
Yes.
And I tell you, you know, people need to learn that.
They do.
People need to learn that. They really do.
Yes. Yep.
And stop putting on facades for everybody else to please everybody else.
And that's the thing, though. People say, be yourself. You need to be yourself. Don't put up facades, like you said. But they don't tell you how. And honestly, when I sat down to write it, I didn't know that anybody really can tell you that. That's something that has to come from inside of you. But I think that there are some little things that you can do so that as you learn to be yourself, you can be more comfortable being yourself.
So...
yeah, I can't tell you how to be yourself and who that is and what that's going to look like, but I can give you some little things that you can do so that as you grow, you can be more comfortable being who you are.
Comfortable in the skin you're in.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. You know, it's time for people to walk in the authenticity of who God called them to be. So trying to look like, you know, I'm not trying to look like my friend or act like my mom or, you know, but be me, the authentic me that God called me to be. You know,
right.
Be the authentic me that God called me to be. Because I can't be you. I'm an original. I can't be a carbon copy. You're an original. You can't be a carbon copy. And I can't
be
the best me trying to be you.
Nope, you can't. And not only that, you detract from the person you're trying to be like.
Right.
And you don't want to do that. Yeah.
I am putting that in the chat. I can't be the best me trying to be you.
Nope. And like I said before, people will know it. If you're not you and you're trying to be somebody else, people will pick up on that. They'll know. And you will not attract people the way you want to. You'll not be able to serve them because they're not going to be willing to listen to somebody who's not authentically themselves.
Right.
They just won't. You won't reach them. You won't reach your audience. You won't reach your clients, your target market. Whatever your goal may be, if you're not authentically you, you're not going, you're going to miss the mark every time.
Right, right. Wow, that is so true. And you're not going to be fully happy. You know, yes, happiness is a choice, but you're not going to have real joy either. You know?
No.
No real
joy. No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
I tell you. Michelle, girl, this has been so much fun. So your goal is to have your, let them be out by your anniversary. Or did you say your birthday?
Yes.
Which one did you say?
No, my anniversary, November 20th.
Your anniversary. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to come in agreement with you, and we're going to believe God that if that's your desire, I want you to see it before it get here, and we're going to come in agreement with you, and then we're going to declare and decree with you that that's what's going to happen. Because, see, you got to see it before you
Amen.
See it. You know, that's what faith is, seeing it before you actually see it. And so we're just going to be in agreement with you, and we're going to be praying with you about that, you know, because it's time for
us to
do everything that God has called us to do, be everything that God has called us to be. But at the same time, we got to be intentional about some things. So if that is our desire, we're going to be intentional about that being our desire for you as well. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you. Amen.
Yes. So you have any final words for, I guess, our listeners tonight?
Final words would be, if you have that book that you've always wanted to write, get it written, give me a call. I'd love to edit it. Make sure, you know, that it is what you want it to say, and get it to the people who can be touched by it. People are so affected by story. And something that I didn't really realize until I became part of the collaboration of Live Fanatical is just how powerful my own story was. And I only told a short, like 3,000-word story. But stories are so, so powerful. And I believe everybody's got one. And somewhere there is someone who wants to hear your story and who will benefit from it. Even if it's just one person, get that story out and get it into the hands of the people who God has already prepared. You know, the Holy Spirit goes before us and prepares the hearts of the people we talk to, the people we minister to. And so get that, but he has to have your tools to work with So he can prepare mm-hmm. their heart all he wants to. But if you're not telling your story for them to hear the way that he wants you to prepare it, then what's he preparing their hearts for? Just to sit there?
Right.
No. You don't want to be guilty of them not hearing what they needed to hear because you didn't say it.
Right. Right. That is so true. That is so true. That is so true. Well, Michelle, we truly, truly appreciate God for you tonight for sharing with us. Tell us all your contact information, how we can follow you, how we can keep up with you, and all that good stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, my website is topflightcommunication.com, and you can reach me by email, michelle@topflightcommunication.com. I am on Twitter, although I'm not really very active on there. I am on Facebook through my company, Top Flight Communication, as well as myself, Michelle Watson, and would just love to connect with everyone in any way that I can.
All right. Well, we thank you again for being a guest to us tonight, as well as being a sponsor for the On Fire to Inspire show for the last 2 months. We praise God for you, and we pray the blessings of God upon your business.
Thank you. It has been my pleasure.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you back soon.
Okay, great. Thank you, Aaliyah. I will be.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. Have a good night. You too. Guys, we have Ms. Michelle Watson, the editor, founder, and chief of Top Flight Communication. And the topic tonight was pursuing the real you. So it's time for you to stop existing. Stop living like somebody else. Be your authentic self. Be the person that God created you to be. Be the person he called you to be. And just like my friend's mentor asked him, are you living a life that you were born to do? Are you doing what you were born to do? Or are you doing what you learned to do? What is it that you're doing to create the joy when you wake up every morning? Do you wake up every morning and you're like, oh, God, is it 5 o'clock yet? That's the time you get off your job. Or are you waking up in the morning and saying, yes, God, thank you for another day. Thank you that I'm living a life that you created and doing everything you called me to be. If you're living the life of the first one, then you need to be asking, okay, God, what is it that you called me to be? What is it that you've called me to do? Because this is just not all the way it. And I thank you that you've called me to live, to be more, to live more, to live a life more abundantly here in the earth. Not wait till you go to sleep to never come back on this side, but he wants us to live a life of joy now. A life of peace now, that abundant life. Guys, I truly have enjoyed the show tonight. I hope you have. If you missed the show, the recording will be available about 5 minutes after the show ends. And I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. The book, On Fire to Inspire, is available in paperback, ebook, as well as audio CD. There is an audio CD available. Email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com if you're interested in a copy of either of those. Also, we have a children's book, and it's entitled A Learning Book Just For Me. It's a bilingual sing-along teaching English and Spanish to your children. So if you have any small kids, young kids, I've had a friend whose daughter was in the ninth grade that told me, hey, Mom, we're learning that stuff now. So, hey, you can learn at any age if you don't know it. And then finally, we have an ebook entitled Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And it's exactly that. Prayers, affirmation, declarations that the Lord gave me as I was walking through different seasons in my life and as God was giving me different things to pray for other people. Because if you understand that it's not about you and it's all about God getting the glory, then God can use you greatly. So I just give God glory. If you are in the Atlanta area, we will be going traveling with the Jasmine House Foundation down to the Renaissance Park in Atlanta at 11 o'clock this coming Sunday on the 24th. We will be going down and feeding the homeless, less fortunate, they don't like to say homeless, the 25th. That's June 25th, Sunday at 11 o'clock. We're going to be going down and feeding them. We do need volunteers, so if you're interested, email the Jasmine House Foundation at jasminehousefoundation@gmail.com or at yahoo.com. They have both. jasminehousefoundation@yahoo.com or at gmail.com. And we are looking for volunteers. We are going to be feeding them a hot lunch, as well as giving out clothing, toiletry. So we need all the help that we can get. I tell you, I've been serving on the board since the inception of this organization. I love, love, love them. Again, look them up at www.jasminehousefoundation.org, jasminehousefoundation.org. And then also we're looking for volunteers for a July event. So it's time for you to get involved. And, you know, and do some things. It's not about us, guys. It's about giving. And if you understand that if you give unto others and you'll become a servant unto others, you'll see the blessings unfold and manifest for you. So your June volunteer event would be the Jasmine House feeding of the less fortunate. And then we have a July event coming up with 321 Stop Bullying. We're going to actually be volunteering and helping out. They're going to be doing an anti-bullying march. And it starts, registration starts at 8 that morning. Here in Conyers on July 15th, registration starts at 8:15 at the Dollar General parking lot. Lord, I don't have the address right in front of me, but check all of my Facebook posts because I have it all over social media. But it's the Dollar General parking lot off of 138. Then it will end at AMF Bowling Alley. And once it ends over there, there will be a bunch of different events, speakers. There will be free bowling for families and people. So you definitely want to get out, come be a part of those things, volunteer, tell your friends, tell your family. But this coming Sunday, we need your help. Come on out and help the Jasmine House Foundation. It's never too much water you can bring, old clothing and things of that nature you're no longer using. What you no longer want, it'll be a blessing to someone who does not have. So I tell you, I thank you in advance for your help, for your volunteerism, and anything else that you can give unto someone that doesn't have. So I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll talk to you guys next week, same time, same place, On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. Have a blessed week. Thank you.